Al Hoffman specifically asked for some kind of a long-term deal. Buford could leave that a little vague and let that get worked out subsequently. At the same time we did anything like this, we would move ahead in preparation of putting 50 or 100,000 tons, whatever the right amount is, out on the market for sale. Perhaps could go out late today if Buford failed, or in the early part of tomorrow morning. We need some time on preparing this, however, because we just are in an abominable situation in terms of staff work and loss of Knott's ability and knowledge to negotiate and what have you. In that connection, we would recommend that we inject into this negotiation now someone like Gene Foley from the Commerce Department, along with one of Nick's very good lawyers from outside the antitrust division, somebody like John Douglas, or spent a lot of years with a great big law firm and knows how to run these things out. There are other actions that we could also prepare to take today, such as an order, government-wide order on the substitution of other materials for aluminum. But again, withhold taking the action until we see what happens when Buford talks to Harper. In terms of any time delay, Mr. President, we'd have Buford say to Harper, who probably asked for some time, that, look, there just is no time. We have set in motion a chain of events. We've got to move forward. We were going with you for an extended period of time and then constantly during the past week, and we've just got to have an answer from you. Now, we think if we can get the price roll back, everybody will forget everything about this in a few months, except the fact that the president rolled back the price of aluminum, and you will clearly be the victor. The editorials in the paper today are, except for the Wall Street Journal, at least the Times and Tribune are in support of you. The Times in support of your objective of getting the price roll back. The Times talks a little bit about vacillation, but that will all be. And the Post is very strongly in favor of you, Mr. President. Bob?
Mr. President, I didn't think we could get the price rolled back. It looks to me as though there's a slight possibility of it. I think we ought to push hard this morning and early afternoon to accomplish that. If we can't, I think we ought to go ahead and put pressure on the industry and the price by selling a large quantity designed to show that it will have to sell at less than 25 cents, and we can put out these substitution orders. I must say that my views on the latter two points are entirely at variance with the views of everyone else present this morning except Joe. Everyone else believes that we should not take any further action to put pressure on the industry. And this is the opinion of Buford, Joe Fowler, Jack Connor, Nick, Gardner Ackley, Lawson Knott. I differ. I think we ought to, if we can't get the price rolled back, go ahead and sell this 100,000 tons or something like that to show the public that while the published price went up, the actual price did not go up.
I don't think Nick feels it as strongly, Bob, as Joe Fowler and
Nick
Connor.
Nick's view was did not want to, however, take either one of these actions, but he didn't want to retreat. I don't think Joe wanted to retreat. He just said he didn't want to do any more.
Well, we haven't done a goddamn thing but talk. The only thing we've done.
Well, in any case, the others didn't want to do anything more. I think we should do something more, but I think first...
I'd like to hear their arguments. Can you summarize it for me? What's this fellow? Why does he say... Does he think that we've had a great victory, or does he think that we can take this line down, or what's this important?
Well, I think he would say that he doesn't believe that any further action is going to move the industry, and that... He in particular thinks we shouldn't use disposal of the stockpile or substitution orders to put pressure on the industry. He feels that any action to roll back the price should be handled on what he calls a rational basis of discussion, using logic alone. Those were his specific words. And this was definitely Jack Connor's view.
I knew that, but I thought we agreed he wasn't convincing.
Well, he had to be present, Mr. President, because Joe and I agreed last night he'd have to be there. I told you yesterday I thought he should not be, but I changed my mind last night because if we hadn't had him there and he later learned of it, you're in an even worse shape.
They'd say you weren't consulting your commerce top business advisor and that he was opposed to it. There'd be a whole lot of rumors that'd get out. Somebody called him and he said, well, I wasn't at the meeting. I don't know what happened.
First, we'd like your reaction to whether we should approach the industry and try to get them to roll back the price. I recommend we do.
I would like to do it, but I'm afraid to, and I don't think that our people are going to have any feeling at all. They'd be willing to roll back the price and be talking to us. I think it's a wish on our part is rather than and I'd like to, before I show the weakness, have the hand.
Perfectly willing to talk. Okay, now, if he talks to me, Mr. President, and if I feel...
Be sure, though, that Harper knows that the difference, though, that Harper's got somebody on the phone every day.
Sure.
I just say, now, Don, I can talk to you just between us. I have no responsibility in the connection. I'm not authorized. I'm not directed. I was just late to you.
Now, if he comes in, and if I think I can get the price rolled back in return for some kind of a deal on this disposal of the 1,200,000 tons remainder, can I give him an indication of that?
Sure. I would have one.
Well, I'd like to stay out of the details in the first discussion, if I possibly can.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, that would be my general thinking. I'd like to do it based on what we sign on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. I understand your thought. Well, I don't agree with them. All I promised was to convey their thoughts to you on that, along with
I think we'll be the last stop.
Oh, I think I 100% agree.